Well, welcome everybody and welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. And a happy Tuesday afternoon. Hope your work week is going well. So let's start with some of the breaking news because my head about popped off when I heard this. Apparently a whistleblower has pointed out the fact that someone presumptively working with our billionaire overlord, also known as Elon Musk, copied all some 300 million plus American social security information into a cloud somewhere. This 300 plus million Americans, this is your social security number, your parents' names, birthplace, and of course, your social security number itself. I'm sure nothing to see here. Oh, and by the way, data and cybersecurity experts at the Social Security Administration warned these folks to not do this, that that was not a secure way to handle basically the information that lets you get into anybody's bank accounts or credit information. They did it anyways. No big deal. I'm sure that'll be fine. I'm sure there will be outrage from all of the Republicans in Congress. And I'm sure there will be a congressional investigation. No, that's definitely not happening. A little closer to home, the state Republican Party here in Wisconsin just put out a report and concluded that it needs more out-of-state donors. And we need them earlier and basically starting now, according to the Republicans. More out-of-state donors. I'm sure that will lead to less corruption and outside influence. I wish it weren't so, but I'm so glad I've got my good friend in broadcasting, former U.S. Attorney James Santel, joining me this afternoon. There's been so much legal news going on, Jim. It feels like that dominates our news cycles these days. You and I, in preparing for the show, Donald Trump just flat out threatening Federal Reserve Board Governor Lisa Cook. She's one of, I forget exactly how many governors are on the Federal Reserve Board. Happens to be the only black female that was ever on the Fed Board. I'm sure that's just a coinkydink as well. Jim, your react, I mean, he's been sort of working up to this for a while, but it's the same kind of mortgage fraud, vague allegations that the Trump administration officials have leveled against New York Attorney General Letitia James. Your reactions, Jim?
Right. We've got a lot of people, apparently, Maggie, in high places in government engaging in mortgage fraud, including Adam Schiff and Letitia James and now Commissioner Cook as well. And a couple of things about this. Number one, let's all say it out loud. It's illegal, right?
It's illegal, yes.
The Federal Reserve was created, 112 years or so ago as an independent agency. It monitors and obviously sets all sorts of rates and interest rates and those kinds of things, monitoring our federal economy. And for that reason, created by the Congress to keep it independent of politics and independent of the White House, preventing exactly this kind of thing from happening. So number one, he has no authority to do this. He doesn't. And to her good credit, it appears, Maggie, I'm seeing reporting that she's gotten counsel and he is going to file a lawsuit challenging this, which of course would come. And she, along the way, I was hoping she would do this, is apparently refusing to leave. She's saying, nope, I'm not leaving, perhaps physically. I don't know how that works now. Right there off the mall there is where the Federal Reserve is. She is refusing to leave. More importantly, for you, appreciate this much more than I do, on the economy side of things, the notion that you now have instability inside the Federal Reserve, this commissioner now either in or out, sending messages to the international markets, national markets. This is the instability that causes economic crisis. And so in addition to the constitutional problems with it, which are legion, again, it's illegal, can't do it. It also threatens our stability economically, right, my economic friend?
Well, absolutely. And this coming on the heels, I forget which economist just yesterday came out saying 22 of our 50 states, and almost all of these were red states, by the way, are now in an active recession, basically bumping up the warnings that we could be entering into a stagflation spiral, warning of recession potentials. Again, stagflation is when you both have high unemployment and high inflation. Those are the two mandates of the Federal Reserve itself, to manage the labor market, to ensure that we have as near to full employment as possible, and to keep inflation low, those dual mandates of the Federal Reserve. And here's the other thing that bugs me so much about this, specifically as to the illegality of this, setting aside the complete and utter ridiculous, unwise economic impacts of this. And that is, they've announced some kind of investigation.
Yes.
Of Governor Cook. That investigation hasn't been completed.
No.
There's nothing more than a bare allegation that has yet to be substantiated. And by the way, I don't think this would be all that hard for them to substantiate, right? It's a mortgage document.
Right.
You go pull the loan application from the bank, not complex.
Right.
This is just so egregious in that for a mere allegation, no direct evidence at all being shared with the public, an investigation that has barely even begun yet, and it certainly hasn't been concluded, she's being threatened with firing. And good for her for not leaving.
Right, right. And again, this notion, which is also a part of the problem here, you do not announce federal investigations. You don't announce investigations generally. Why?
Period.
I always think, right, about grand jury matters, because number one, you don't want to taint the very investigation that you're pursuing. You don't want people out there to see, gee, I've got to now craft my testimony around what I'm hearing in the media. Second, it also protects the legitimate interests of the target or the subject itself. Many people are investigated all the time. Turns out there's no crime done. There's no offense conduct here. This is problematic in so many ways. And yet it's just once again part of his retribution scheme, right? We don't like people and we go after them. John Bolton, very, very different circumstances last weekend, but the same kind of thing. And again, there we don't know. He may well have engaged in some criminal activity. We don't know about that. But gosh, the very fact that our president has been name-calling, our attorney general and others have been talking about this person as being an enemy of the state once again, it underscores the reason why you don't do that. Because now people legitimately can say, gee, there may not be anything there. There could be something there. But this looks like it's politically animated. It undermines once again, Maggie, the integrity of the Justice Department as it pursues legitimate or maybe illegitimate investigations. And that's the message we're sending to America these days.
Folks, it is that part is truly shocking. Let's talk about the Bolton raid, early morning hours on Friday. And then, of course, Jim, we had the Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell transcript. So we had to deal with that on Friday. But John Bolton, former national security advisor in Trump's first administration, he served, I believe, from approximately like April 2018 to September 2019. John Bolton's house was raided on Friday morning. John Bolton may have handled classified information sloppily. I don't know. But here's the interesting part about that. To your point, precisely, Jim, back in Donald Trump's first term, when he was trying to get other agencies in the FBI and then Attorney General Bill Barr to engage in some of this retribution, almost universally, his closest aides in the White House, including White House legal counsel Don McGahn, told him, you can't do this stuff. Because if you do these things and you have publicly targeted or gone after these people, and so they're on your Donald Trump's enemies list, when you do this, then people will have no confidence that there's any sort of legitimate basis for the investigation or the charges. This is from, again, relating to John Bolton's home search on Friday. This is the New York Times reporting. This is what the article says. Quote, from Mr. Trump's first term, he was repeatedly warned by aides, including his White House counsel and chief of staff at the time, that he should refrain from publicly accusing enemies of breaking the law. Among the reason aides told him was that someday, when one of his enemies actually did do something wrong, the public might not believe it because there would be a perception that the accusation stemmed from Mr. Trump's drive for retribution. That's the problem, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly.
If you want to divide the world into good guys and bad guys and gals, there actually has to be some sort of demarcation, just not this is my political opponent. Jim, do you feel like we are edging ever more closer to complete legal and constitutional relativism, right?
It's absolutely. Absolutely. And it's mayhem. And again, we also think about this based upon what the vice president and the president said in the wake of the Bolton. The vice president talks about how we are now investigating and we are going to pursue this more. No, Mr. Vice President, once again, in a proper administration, you should have nothing to do with this. And interestingly, they're not on the same page because almost in the same hour, my president says, I know nothing about that. Pam is taking care of that.
Right.
Well, even Maggie, even in his attempt to try to embrace something of what he was told in his first term, he gets it wrong. Why? There's also nothing wrong with the Attorney General calling up the President of the United States of America, not to get his advice, his counsel, but simply to say, we want to let you know, Mr. President, that in 2 hours, FBI agents are going to do this. Click, and you hang up, just notifying him, just for information purposes. And the president says, I know nothing about this.
I know nothing about it.
So even in his lies, he gets it wrong in terms of understanding what the relationship should be. This is mayhem. This is constitutional crisis with a capital C and a capital C. And it is plainly, it's so far from anything related to how the process should work. And the reason why your listeners should be so concerned about this is we've got now all these instances, all these people he's going after. That group can well expand, right? And
yes.
At some point, they've got 3.5 more years, depending upon what is out there, that targeted people can be expanded to include you, me, others out there who say things protected by the First Amendment, but that we don't like. And so let's simply go after them, make allegations unfounded, and do things with all kinds of prerogatives that are within the perspective, the possibilities of doing things within the federal government. It's horrifying.
It's horrifying. And as Steve from Milwaukee points out on our text line, how many classified documents did Donald Trump steal?
Right.
The hypocrisy here. Mortgage fraud? Oh, yes. That penthouse in the sky, the gilded penthouse. It's 30,000 square feet or 10,000 square feet. What? Anyways, Jim and I are going to take a breath. You're invited to take a breath as well. When we come back, we're going to talk about a big, big ruling in the Judge Hannah Dugan federal witch hunt. Her motion to dismiss that criminal case against her was decided today. Jim and I will bring you up to speed. So stay with former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel and me, Maggie Dawn, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And join us, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842.